Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today, we are going to talk to you about Judgment Day, the Great White Throne Judgment. Now, many of you know God gave me a vision of hell, which I wrote about in my book, 23 Minutes in Hell. Well, the last thing Jesus said to me was, "Tell them I am coming very, very soon." Then he repeated himself, and he said, "Tell them I am coming very, very soon." Now, this was in 1998, but I believe he has delayed his coming, as it says in Matthew 25:5. And this is to give us a last window of opportunity to influence as many people as possible to receive the truth, that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation.
Absolutely, Bill. We are living in increasingly fearful times. However, what the majority fear the most is death. Yet there is something worse than dying, and most are not aware of it. It is the fear of the coming judgment on sin.
That's right, and it is to be feared, that's for sure, as we're going to see. But you know, God doesn't just warn us of hell and the coming judgment. Jesus also warned us about what the days would be like before his coming in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21.
Yes, Jesus went on to warn and say that many will be deceived. There'll be wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes. Many people will be offended. They'll betray one another. They will hate one another. And the love of many will grow cold, which we are experiencing today.
That's right.
You know, in addition to that, Bill, we now have the technology in place for the mark of the beast to be implemented as the book of Revelation describes. You know, they talk about mandatory tracking, and mandatory tracking of any kind that limits our freedom and our ability to buy and sell, we can see it on the horizon.
Oh yeah, it's really coming. You can see that for sure.
But you know, God is so gracious to let us know ahead of time so that we can be prepared and escape God's wrath and judgment.
Oh, thank God for that. You know, but before the day of judgment, there will be a seven-year period known as the tribulation. And all unbelievers will go through this seven-year period, as well as the so-called believers who are deceived and are living a lifestyle of sin. There are three viewpoints, however, in the church today differing on whether we as believers will be here during the tribulation as described in the book of Revelation. They are the pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib rapture positions. In other words, the seven-year period, will the church be taken off the earth before the 7 year starts, or in the middle, or at the end? But even with the pre-trib belief, we don't know how bad the world could get before the rapture. We're not going to discuss this now. But the bigger question is, are you ready?
So true, Bill. You know, God is going to pour out his wrath on the earth during this tribulation period, along with the Antichrist also releasing his destruction and persecution.
And Jesus said this would be the worst time ever on the earth. And here's some scripture about the wrath of God being poured out. Romans 1:18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness." Colossians 3:6, "For which things sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience." Zephaniah 1:18, "Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath." And Nahum 1:2 says, "He reserves his wrath for his enemies." Thank God it's not reserved for us, the church.
Yes, I'm glad he said not for his children.
That's right.
You know, and here are some of the scriptures describing the tribulation and what people will experience. And this is horrific.
It is.
And all of these are in the book of Revelation. But in chapter 8, verse 5, it says, "Thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake and hail and fire mingled with blood. And a third part of the trees was burned up and all the green grass."
This is just a start.
Then same chapter, verse 10 says, "A great star fell burning, fell upon the rivers and upon the fountains of water. Many men died of the waters." Now, that could be an asteroid.
That's right.
Falling
could
to the be. Earth. And then in Revelation 9:2, it says the bottomless pit opened and a great smoke darkened the sky and demons came out with power as a scorpion to hurt men, to torment them for 5 months, and they would seek death but couldn't die. Can you imagine?
Right. It says there'll be no death. Death will flee during that 5 month period. So no matter what people are injured with, they won't be able to die like the living dead.
That is like hell on earth.
Right. Revelation 9:15 says a third part of men die by fire, smoke, and brimstone. And men would not, they still refuse to repent, in verse 21. Revelation 10:6 says there'll be no rain for 3.5 years, and the waters will be turned to blood, and the earth will be smitten with plagues. Revelation 16:3, the sea all became blood, and every creature died. Can you imagine the stench and every creature in the whole ocean's dying? And then in Revelation 16:4, it says the rivers and fountains of water all became blood. So there is no more water to drink. It's all turned to blood. Revelation 16:8 says the sun scorched men with fire and a great heat. So you're burned if you go out in the sun. Then Revelation 16:20 says every island fled and the mountains were not found. Can you imagine that? Every island disappearing and all the mountains not found. That'd be great earthquakes and tsunamis that you can't imagine. And then it says great hail fell, and scholars say every stone weighed about 100 pounds. Imagine that smashing into everything. Then the plagues on the earth were exceedingly great. This is just some of the things taking place during the seven-year period. A horrendous, horrific time.
Yes, completely horrific. You know, Revelation 7, 9, and 14 speaks about the people that are here left on the earth that do get saved and come to Jesus Christ. And it says a great multitude no man can number. They were martyred during this great tribulation.
Right. So, see, many people do get saved, a number which no man can number. But, you know, they've got to be martyred. And it says many of them will be beheaded.
Yes, how horrible.
So you can't buy or sell without the mark. You can't eat or drink. I mean, and besides going through all these plagues and disasters, if you even survive, you know. But now if a person survives all of this as an unbeliever, they'll now be facing this, which is far worse.
Yes.
The day of judgment.
Yes, there is a day of judgment coming called the Great White Throne Judgment, where all unbelievers will give an account for their lives. You know, their lives will be measured against God's perfect standard of holiness. And the book of Revelation says the small and great will be there. People from all ranks and classes worldwide will be judged, including religious people.
That's right. They're going to be judged according to their works. Many people think, oh, they're good people.
Yes.
Well, their works are going to be shown. Their thoughts, their motives, their actions, every thought they've ever had and everything they've ever done will be shown. And they'll be found guilty. Because all of us sin.
Yes, that's right.
And you have to be perfect to get into heaven, and no, none of us are perfect. The only way is if the shed blood of Jesus covers our sins and washes them away when you repent and receive him as your Lord and Savior. But these people will be stand there and be found guilty. And then, you know, it's interesting. In Matthew 7, 21 through 23, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare unto them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'"
How scary. You know, this also sounds like people who think they are Christians, but are deceived because Jesus says he never knew them.
Right.
And they practice lawlessness.
Oh, boy, what a scary time that would be for them. You know, Matthew, these next scriptures describe the wrath that will take place on that day of judgment. And again, for those who don't know him. Matthew 13:40 says, "As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Also, Revelation 14, 10 and 11, very clear about that. 2 Peter 2, 9 says, "The Lord holds the unrighteous for the day of judgment to be punished." 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 says, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Isaiah 66:15 says, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire." Zephaniah 1:14 and 15, "The great day of the Lord is near. The mighty man shall be cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, trouble, distress, wasteness, and desolation." Nahum 1:6 says, "Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire." And then this verse says, Isaiah 38:18 says, "Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth." And we know Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and life." They have no hope for him as they're sent into hell. And as Proverbs 11:7 says, "The hope of unjust men perish." In other words, they have no more hope. And you see, that was the worst part of hell that I experienced in the vision God gave me. I had the understanding there was no escape. You'll never get out. And to have no hope for all eternity, that's what they're going to be facing once they're thrown into that lake of fire.
How terrifying. You know, here they're standing before a holy God, the Almighty, on judgment day, and their whole life is exposed, and they're found guilty, and then they're faced with going into hell for all eternity.
Right. After they survived the tribulation or martyred through it, now they're standing here with us.
Yes, or the lake of fire, as you said.
And all other people that have rejected Jesus over all of history, whoever has not repented and received Jesus, they're all standing before this great white throne judgment.
Oh, geez. And in hearing these serious verses, Bill, you know, a person might think God is mean, but God is a loving God. And he proved that by dying a horrific death on the cross in our place. He is not the one sending a person to hell. And a person does that themselves by their own words, rejecting Jesus Christ, as Matthew 12:37 states.
Right.
You know, and the scripture is so clear. Jesus is the only way to heaven, as mentioned in John 14:6 and Acts 4:12.
That's right. He made it clear, and he tries to reach man throughout their entire lives. So he proved his love, like you said, by dying on the cross. People push him away and they reject him. So now they're standing before God and they have to give account for their lives. You know, in Revelation 20:15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So the question I have for you is your name in his book? Are you certain of this? You need to be. But you can know him now as Savior and enter heaven, or meet him later as judge, be found guilty, and enter hell.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.